Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshet Harel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about intelligence. There are many articles, movies, clips that talk about artificial intelligence, about our ability to develop robots that will have the ability to develop and learn by themselves. And so this is what we'd like to talk about today, artificial intelligence and human intelligence. On our way to a better life, be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, on one of our previous shows about artificial intelligence, we understood that man is a machine, and that if we become a bit more sophisticated in chemistry, biology, technology, we'll be able to build a human-like robot that can learn, that can take decisions, solves problems, that looks and thinks like a human being. And on this show, no. Not to end everything with that. I said that we have the ability to develop spiritually, and this is something that no artificial creature can have. We can't build that in an artificial creature, and we also can't pass it on from one person to another. And this is a godly part from above that exists in that person called a human being in this world, and everyone has the ability to connect with the Creator. So, we consist of two levels. The one is the biological level, the level of this world, something that we can rebuild. And you said that the thing that operates us on this degree is the will to receive. We examine everything in terms of, does it give us pleasure or doesn't it? And that activates us emotionally, intellectually, and whatever we do in life. And the higher degree that allows us to connect with divinity. So before we talk about that, I'd like to understand, a man as a machine, has he reached the end of his development? Yes. He exhausted his ego, the will to receive, the program to receive pleasure. He can no longer enjoy everything that he has in this world. Also, science came to an end. And culture and education and everything. We see that humanity is truly regressing as a whole. And it's not that it's a descent for the sake of ascent, that we'll ascend for something else. That's it. We've exhausted our ego, and therefore what's ahead of us is to reveal the new level of development, which is a spiritual one. And what about abilities like, not in terms of matter, but in terms of a person's abilities, intellectual abilities, mental abilities, emotional abilities, we've reached the end? We've reached the end because it's not our mental or emotional abilities that determine things, but our will to receive, our will to enjoy. And this desire has exhausted itself. Can you explain a bit? What mechanism are we made of, and what are the indications that it has reached its end? We're a very simple machine. I'd say a primitive machine. Very simple. We want to receive pleasure. At every given moment of our existence, we want to enjoy ourselves. Maximum pleasure with minimum effort. And therefore, we can build such machines, mechanical, electrical, computers and so on. No problem to have this kind of program where I scrutinize what can benefit me the most, depending on what do I see as a benefit versus loss. And every time I work in this direction, so in me there's a microprocessor that examines how can I benefit the most from all the options that I have. And then I choose and carry it out, and it puts me in a new state and time again. So this is our operating system. Maximum pleasure, minimum effort. Okay. Now, from this we develop in different directions. We have built artificial intelligence. Robots that can do almost the same things that people can do, and it makes our life easier. We've been building these machines for years. Yeah, but we're improving all the time. My washing machine at home. Yeah, obviously. Previously, my wife had to work all day long, and now the machine does it in 2 hours, and that's it. Not only a washing machine. You can rent a maid robot that'll see the mood you're in, that'll be able to understand you. I just need for the maid to take care of the house. It sounds like it's much easier with robots. Okay, so why did I bring this up? Because man, human intelligence, has developed to such an extent that today we can develop things that we couldn't even dream about 50 or 100 years ago. Because if you're saying that there's no difference, that the only difference is that this creature will agree to do everything that a person wants, then everyone, men, women, children, everyone will want to have this kind of friend next to him, I don't know how to call it, to do what he wants. Not only a friend, I saw a movie where a person falls in love with a computerized operating system in the shape of a woman. I remember myself at the age of 12 or 13 when I used to go to the cinema and I used to see some movie and as if also fell in love and an actress or something. I remember myself as a young fellow at the age of 12, 13, and I used to fall in love. So what's the difference between the two? There you saw a human image in a movie. I see here a human image too. Suppose we can build it this way 100%. It'll have a complete relationship with you. So what's the difference between this machine and a living human being? Not that much of a difference. No, not that it's not that much. There will be no difference. You'll be able to do everything. What's the difference between where I relate to a person and he returns my affection or whatever it is, and a machine? A minute later, I forget that it's a machine. It can argue with me and toy and play with me so much that it's like when I work on a computer. I yell at it, I'm crossed with it. Loneliness. Will a person feel lonely if he'll be surrounded by a family of robots? I think that today he can feel more lonely in his family. We see it today, according to the despair that the world's in, according to the antidepressants that people take, according to the number of suicides. A person today, when he's among people, before building robots, he feels despair and lonely. Can a robot respond to these feelings? Of course, more than a dog, more than a cat, even though that helps too. But even more, it depends on how you program it. In 50 years, your grandchild comes and says, "Grandpa, I've decided to have a family." You're saying, "Good luck, my dear grandchild. And I'd like you to meet, this is Shoshi." And you have an excellent evening together, and she's very intelligent and everything, and I'm impressed by her. And I ask him, "Where did you find her? She's great. She's sensitive. She's really..." And the way she arranges the table and everything, you fell in love with her. You're saying, "My dear grandchild, I wish you luck. I'm very happy for you." The next day he comes and tells you, "Look, I forgot to tell you something. Shoshi?" No, I ask him, "Where is she?" The lady, he says, she's charging. Good. How will you respond? How will you respond? I don't know. If I'll live in 50 years. No, how will you respond? It'll be a different grandfather in 50 years. Today? Today I'll tell you just one thing. If not for a person's spiritual business, all are deemed as beasts, and that's all there is to it. Okay. The sages say that everything that exists in man also exists in a beast. And so we're talking here about robots. There is one thing that can develop in a person and can develop in an animal or a robot. The spiritual point. All the rest you can program and build in plastic. Okay, what is the spiritual point? This is something that's impossible to explain or to pass on to anyone. If it exists, it exists. If it doesn't, it doesn't. What is it? First of all, it's the lack to connect with the upper force, with the upper program, that there is someone who's controlling me, and I want to know who's sitting on the keyboard, putting all this data into me and all these parameters. I'm continuing in the same style we started. And according to these parameters, I awaken like that plastic doll, and I start working. But what he puts into me, as opposed to what he puts into other creatures, he's putting another parameter into me, one more point, really an expert system from which I start identifying from that system that he's programming me, controlling me, and he's the one sending me all the good and bad things in order to awaken me towards him, to connect with him, so that eventually I'll wake up and say, I'm receiving it from him. There's none else besides him. And besides that, even though that he's sending me all the different problems and troubles, it's against my ego. But he is the good that does good, and he awakens me in a way that I will be connected to him atop my beastliness that thinks only about feeling good. And this way, I can start getting from him a new program, an upgrade to the beastly program, which is what? To enjoy maximum pleasure, minimum effort. This is how people are. Not only people, also the still, the vegetative, and the animate. And we can acquire a new program. Yes, it's a program where I'm connected to him. And he's the only one that operates me. Through good things, bad things, he is programming me each and every moment. I speak after he programs me, after he puts all of these parameters into me through his keyboard. But there is a point where I can come out of my puppet, and I acknowledge that I'm a puppet, and I start building an attitude towards him above the puppet, meaning I start developing a new program of connection with him. And how do I build atop my beast, my old program, the operating program that exists in all of humanity? So the new operating program, what is its algorithm? The previous one is maximum pleasure, minimum effort. What's the new one? To maximally identify with the upper orders. And who's the operator in this entire scene? I don't know. I have to get to know him. And gradually I get to know him. We call it from your actions, we get to know you. Meaning that from everything that he sends me, if I say that there's none else besides him, the good that does good, for everything that I discover, even those things that I don't exactly feel that they're good and where I don't exactly identify that it's Him, but I try to, or being above that, it's called to be in faith above reason, meaning to hold on to a higher program. By that, I start partially identifying with Him, something called equivalence of form, and then I start connecting with Him, and this is already called adhesion, up to the point where the entire program that He sends me, that He upgrades in me all the time, upgrading it to a newer and newer program, by that, I adjust myself to Him more and more up to the point of complete adhesion, to the point where everything that He inserts into me, I agree. I agree to receive this program, to accept this program. And there are many parameters here, but what's interesting about this program is that I can as if accept it or not accept it. And if I do accept it, I have to accept it upon the corporeal program, against the corporeal program. I want to determine that the programmer is the good that does good, none else besides Him, despite all of the disturbances, obstacles that He gives me in life, but He gives them to me only in order for me to determine His uniqueness atop all of them. This entire process, all in all, this is called a person's spiritual development, yes, that begins from the spiritual point that's immersed in a person, the development potential that we will never be able to instill in a robot or animal and so on. And it doesn't even exist in all people. The development potential, the potential exists, but is it already showing itself or not? Okay, after we talked about the entire process, I want to go over it step by step. So every person has the potential to develop. We started with asking whether the human intelligence came to an end. And you said, yes. And you can see its signs in all realms of life. So we asked, what's beyond? Beyond, if I correctly understand, there is the point of the new development that you call spiritual development. Yes. Now I want to talk only about what happens after the end. From what I understand, you're saying like the robot that we can build today with an artificial intelligence, it's the same regarding all of us. There is always an upper programmer that programs me, and I'm his robot. If he programs you, because he's present in everyone, but he operates them, activates them with a corporeal program, which is maximum pleasure with minimum effort, the ego. Okay, so everyone's operating system is the ego. Now, there are people in which there is an additional point, which is the beginning of a new developmental spiritual process. And this has to lead me to a new operating program that you defined as identifying to the fullest with the upper orders that operate me. Yes. But I asked you, who's programming me? You said, I don't know. So how does the process start then if I don't know? As I said before, from your actions, we get to know you. So if you can explain this, that gradually, bit by bit, according to what He builds in me and according to the reality that He has created, this world and the operating system for this entire world, and the operating system for the people that He wants to bring closer to Himself, then from all of these things and from the different steps that I take in order to get closer to Him, I start understanding Him. I get to know Him. So I want to understand what the steps are. What is the first step I have to take in order to get to know the superior programmer? To rise above my ego. Explain, please. Because if the previous program is maximum pleasure at minimum effort, then the higher program, it works the other way around. How? To maximally delight those that are felt outside of your ego. To maximally delight someone who's not me? Yes. In this program, I have to become like the upper force. I have to get orders from him and to carry them out loyally. Like a robot. But I'm not a robot like in this world where we're all robots. In this world, we're programmed. Yeah, we do everything that he wants. This point that starts awakening in me, it starts asking, why? What for? Who's operating you? What are you doing, everything that you're doing for? Therefore, nowadays, we identify in humanity the willingness to ascend to the degree of the upper programmer and to get to know him. Okay, now, if I want to acquire this new program, then here there's a condition that I can do it only on condition that I want to. What's in it for me? I'm not going to argue about this now. I just want to explain my point. I receive a program. The question is, either I receive this program the way I've received the previous program, and this is actually humanity that's going now through the different stages of suffering and everything that's still ahead of it in order to perceive the other program called the program of bestowal instead of the program of reception. This is how these programs are called. Or I instill this program myself. The new program. Yeah, in my desire. But I don't have the desire for it. And this is a problem because the desire for the new program doesn't exist. I have a desire to receive pleasure according to the previous program because it activates me. Right. But here, it's a different program. I have to become like the programmer, not to be opposed to the programmer like in the first program that's to receive the maximum pleasure, but to give the maximum pleasure, like he does. And then I have to relate to him as if in this way, that there's none else besides him, that he's the one programming me, and that he is the good that does good, but I can't do it towards him at all because I have no connection to him. I can only say that it exists in potential. So therefore, I have to take that which is in front of me, human beings, and to start treating them the same way the upper programmer treats me, meaning to try as much as I can to give them support and warmth in order for them to also correctly connect with the upper force, the programmer. That's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the creator. And then what? Suppose I try to act according to this new program of delighting others. What then? How does or doesn't it connect me with the concealed, hidden programmer? I meet him in the connection with my friends with whom I'm making this effort. What kind of meeting is it where we all start treating each other the way he treats us? No, my meeting with him, with the upper programmer, what's it like? This is something that I started discovering, first of all, when I started discovering my connection with the others, according to the new program of delighting them, yes. And then, in my connection with them, I start feeling, between us, a new quality, trait, that's called the quality of bestowal. Bestowal, what does it mean? Giving. and the new quality, or you can also write down faith. These are synonyms that later on maybe we'll interpret what's the difference between them. And then, if I treat them this way and they treat me this way, because in this group, all of us have a point in the heart, meaning the same attitude towards the upper programmer. And if we create this kind of connection between us because each of us wants to connect with him, just like that point demands of each and every one of us, then we form between us, with his help, called the Reforming Light or the Torah. We form between us this kind of a mutual feeling of bestowal towards one another, and then between us, an area called vessel or Shekhinah, godliness, divinity, is created. And then in that area, or in that divinity, godliness, we start revealing him, the upper programmer. Yes. We start understanding him, acknowledging him, in those different connections of ours, where in our different ties, through the different kinds of connections between us, we start seeing in this communication like codes, like different forms of connection. And this gives us like the ABCs, like a language through which we start acknowledging him. Dr. Lightman, this process you just told us about, where we start acknowledging and understanding the upper programmer's language and everything, this is the development of the spiritual intelligence in a person? Yes. So the human intelligence that's coming to an end and can't lead us to anything new, it comes to show us that we have to develop a more exalted intelligence that you call spiritual intelligence? Yes. It was very interesting, new, and groundbreaking. Thank you very much. Dr. Lightman, from everything we talked about today, what's the most important thing to remember? What can we develop the human intelligence into? No, it doesn't give us anything. It's just for play. It will help us understand that our development has to be towards the godly intelligence. This is the future. By the way, Dr. Lightman, one last thing. Every person, even if he's not Einstein, he can develop a godly intelligence? Yes, no problem. But a robot can't. But it'll help us. I'm all for them. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.